This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Russia was fighting intense battles on Saturday against thousands of Ukrainian troops as deep as 20 kilometers inside the Kursk region. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more.
Russia has announced what it's called a counter-terrorism operation after Ukraine's incursion into one of its border regions. Moscow hopes the move will increase security where Ukrainian forces caught Russian troops off guard and exposed its military vulnerabilities. The measures announced for the Kursk, Belgorod, and Bryansk regions that border Ukraine will allow the government to relocate residents, control phone communications, and take possession of vehicles. The Russian Defense Ministry says fighting continues and that the army has conducted airstrikes against Ukrainian forces. Ukraine's raid on Russia is the largest cross-border incursion of the war, and it's raised fears that fighting could spread well beyond Ukraine. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Israel's military says an airstrike on a school in Gaza City was targeting Hamas and Islamic Jihad fighters, but Gaza authorities say the compound was housing displaced families and that over 100 have been killed. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Around 100 people died here, Gaza's Hamas-run government said on Saturday in an Israeli strike. Mahmoud Bassal, a spokesperson for Gaza's civil defense, said thousands of people displaced amid Israel's 10-month assault on the Palestinian enclave had been sheltering in the school compound.
The Israeli occupation forces hit people this morning at dawn when they were getting ready for the dawn prayers.
Israel's military said the death toll was inflated. It said around 20 Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants were operating at the site. Hamas said the strike was a horrific crime and a serious escalation, and that the dead did not include a single combatant.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events.